Easy toe tapping your way through Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House with special guest David Camber from North Valley Locksmith talking about home security at your home. So at your home,
right.
You've got the heavy-duty security door on the front door.
Right.
Then the solid wood front door.
Right, correct.
With three deadbolts
on? Three deadbolts.
Okay.
And I only use two of them at night or when I'm out of town.
Okay.
And then I still have security on my garage because a lot of people forget about the garage, and the garage is very easy to break into.
The garage door is very easy to break into.
There's easy fixes to make it very hard.
Just take the cord off, for one.
Right. That's for one. But if you're a short person, you want to have a plan in case there's an exit emergency where you need to get out. So I have a little stepladder or something. But the simplest way you can fix that is if you look under rails, you'll see there's little holes in rails most of the time. You can put two padlocks in each rail when you go on vacation.
Yep.
Just unplug your garage door opener because you don't have the bonehead move of coming home and...
Why won't my door open?
Right, and it's crunching and then you're calling a garage repairman.
Yeah.
I just did something really dumb.
The garage door is an easy place to get in. And then I tell people, look, that door between the kitchen and the garage, that's a one-hour solid wood. That's probably one of the most secure doors you have.
Yep.
Deadbolt it.
Yeah,
when you go to bed at night, close it.
Yeah, it's
lock
shocking
it.
How many people do not lock that door.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to lock this door.
When you do a security analysis for a homeowner, what are you looking for?
All the easy access points in the house, things like deadbolts that don't engage the strike plate all the way. Even brand new construction, brand new homes from certain builders. You'll go to engage the strike plate, and you'll hear it hit the wood, like, duck, not, not, and it hits the wood. You go, okay. And I open the door, and I show the homeowner. I say, this is why this is bad, is because when it hits the wood, it's not engaging all the way. When it doesn't engage all the way, I can just take my finger and push the bolt back. So all you have to do is shake that door really hard, and you're in.
Yeah.
So, or take something and push that bolt right over. That's why it's a deadbolt for a reason. It goes dead once it engages all the way into that plate.
Okay, so you have to make sure that you verify every deadbolt fully engages.
Right.
Okay.
And a lot of times, like the bottom lock, we always forget about the bottom lock, the knob or the lever, and 9 times out of 10, they're installed wrong. There's a little, you ever look at the edge of the latch on a knob, and it's got that little piece that goes in and out?
Yeah.
That's a dead latch. So that's supposed to be sitting on top of the strike plate, and that's supposed to prevent credit card entry. Most of the time, it's set up wrong, and the whole latch just falls into the
to the
jam. But you know, I wouldn't just rely on that bottom lock. That's really just I'm sort of locked.
The doorknob,
section. The doorknob or lever. You know, it's mild security, not really that great. You want a deadbolt, and a double cylinder deadbolt. Like, so my house has a solid front door with a solid wall, so you're not going to bust the glass to get in. So I don't need double cylinder deadbolts on that. If you've got that, you know, light on the side light, you might want to consider a double cylinder deadbolt if you live in a higher risk neighborhood.
You have a double cylinder, you need a key to get in.
Right.
And you need a key to get out. Right. It doesn't have the thumb latch inside.
Exactly. And so for that, a smart lock may not be your best option, depending where you live and how you want to use it. You could just use it at night or when you go on vacation. Because a lot of people, you know, they're home all day, so they don't have to worry about that.
And you mentioned that a lot of the impetus for smart locks is convenience.
Right.
It's ironic when I walk in a person's home and they've got a double cylinder, good deadbolt on the front door next to the side light.
Right.
And they've got the key hanging on the door.
Right. Yeah.
They got
the
key hanging on the door casing right there.
Or the key's literally inside the deadbolt. They go, wow, okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And it for back doors, like for child safety, it's good to have a double cylinder deadbolt on that back door against pools. You know, and self-closing, self-locking doors are required in a lot of neighborhoods. It's kind of funny in here in Arizona. Some people require, you know, they need it self-closing and self-locking. And then I see some people, inspectors, that don't require it. They just say self-closing. You lock it. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
it doesn't sound so good to me.
We're here with David Camber of North Valley Locksmith. Again, if you'd like to ask any question about home security, give us a call now at 1-888-767-4348, where we're talking our way through home security. I want to.
Phones have been very active.
I know they have. They've been going nuts.
And I can't decide if it's people with quick questions and answer, or if it's everyone trying to finish your joke.
No. And what I want to move the conversation. We've kind of talked about the simplicity of make your front door the least desirable front door for a bad guy.
Right.
If it's shaded by a big tree or a screen wall where he can step to the front door and not be seen by neighbors, that's bad.
Right.
Remove
exactly.
the tree. Do right. something. Make the front door very visible.
Right. Even lighting is surprisingly very good at night. And I'll just, you want to have your house lit up.
Yeah. And with all these new components that they've got, and this is where we're going to go. The smart technology is where we're going to go in the second half of the hour.
Okay.
It's just what you're seeing out there and what to maybe look for and what to stay away from
right.
as it relates to. And I want to finish talking through what else you look for in your right. security, home security analyses visits.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. All when we get back right here with North Valley Locksmith at Rosie on the House, becoming your best friend by making your house the safest place on the planet.